Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, this is Molly Molotov 666 here to tell you a story about lesbianism. Now, my listener Max had asked me to tell you this story, and I'm quite willing to oblige him. So, here we go. Now, I was thinking long and hard about what lesbianism means to me and which stories in my life would be best represented to the subject. And, it dawned on me that one of the most quintessential, basic-ass moments of my lesbian thoughtery happened when I was in my early 20s. So, I had this boyfriend at the time, who I'm gonna call AJ, and AJ was obsessed with gaming, and he liked to LARP, and that is live-action roleplay. And he was crazy obsessed with this game called Amped Guard. Amped Guard is a LARPing game where you basically hit each other with sticks covered in pool noodle, basically. And you play different classes, like there's barbarians and wizards and all kinds of stuff. I was like a level three barbarian. And it was cool, but, you know, I wasn't as into it as he was, but he was crazy into it. So, we ended up traveling to a different gaming group. So, this happens sometimes, where, one group of Amped Guarders will go and meet up with another group, and they'll have, like, these feasts and stuff. And this is a normal thing that occurs. So, we were having a feast with this other group of LARPers when I met Kat for the first time. And Kat had a boyfriend. His name was Justin. I think his name was Justin. Justin sounds right. She was seeing him at the time, and they were really cool. You know, like, when I first met them, they were, like, this laid-back, polyam, fun couple that was just kind of, like, looking for a good time. And my boyfriend was, like, kind of annoyed because my boyfriend at the time was, how do I word this? AJ wasn't what you would, I guess you can call him, polyam curious. And with me, he was, like, before me, he was always ever in poly, not poly, he was only ever in, monogamous relationships. So, being with me was, like, a total game changer for him. But, you know, he adapted, and, we were always talking about me finding someone else to fool around with, and he was, like, you know, totally okay with that. And so when I was at Amped Guard and I started talking to Kat, we both had this, like, crazy sexual energy that sparked between us, this really sexy, fun, I guess we just kind of instantly vibed, and it was everything that you read about in the books, basically, when it came to sexual attraction between two girls. It was, like, very cute, and we started holding hands, like, immediately. And at one point she's like, hey, you know, it's time to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, you know, she jokingly said, oh, you know, we girls, we always travel to the bathroom alone. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's true, isn't it? And I kind of laughed, and she led me to the and mind you, this is in a park, so we're playing Amped Guard in this park, and there's this bathroom, you know, like, restroom area. So we go and head up in there, and she and I go in, and I noticed a single toilet stall, and I'm like, what's going on? And she shuts the door behind us and just starts making out with my face. And I'm like, whoa, I just met you. This is crazy, but, you know, here's my number. Call me maybe. I was like, I cannot believe this is happening. And her hands were just all over me. I couldn't help but give it back. I kissed her and fondled her, and, you know, she kind of pushed me up really aggressively against the bathroom door, and I was so turned on, I was so fucking wet, like, I was just like, oh my god, you know, just please fucking go down on me, please just fucking go down on me. And she's just like, you know, say please. And I'm like, please. And she's like, no, really, beg. And I'm like, please, please go down on me. And Kat's like, no, I really want to, well, I want to be convinced. You have to convince me to go down on you. And I'm like, oh my my fucking God. You fucking lick my cunt now. My fucking clit needs your mouth. Do it, please. I'm gonna die. And she just like pulled my pants down and just started nomming. And I was like, it was just unbelievable. Oh my God, I'm getting like turned on thinking about it, because she was so vigorous. So like she literally pulled my pants down. I had like these brown leggings on because I was playing a barbarian, so I had brown leggings to be like my faux leather pants, and she just pulls them right down, and just literally just starts licking my cunt, like just going in there. And I grabbed her by the head and just kind of just gently let her do her worst, and kind of let her gently, but it was just like she just knew what she was doing. And I just remember shaking and then trembling and just letting go. And I remember, and mind you, this was years and years and years ago. This was, you know, a long time ago. So, you know, she just, she just did something to me that I'd never had since. And I can't quite explain it. I don't think I'd want to explain it if I did have the words, because it feels like it's just my little secret. Like one little secret that I can't articulate. But she did something to me that was so irreversible that day, and I can't quite put my finger on it. But and she's just like down there just licking me, and I'm looking down at her, and I'm just like, how did I get so lucky? How did this happen? And she just would not relent. That tongue would not relent. It just kept going harder and faster and stronger and more vigorously and beautifully and tirelessly. And I came so hard. I came so divinely hard. It was everything I ever fucking wanted in that moment. I just needed that from her. And she just rocked my world. Yeah. I stood up. Like straight up, like my back straight up after leaning on the wall for so long, and it hurt. Like I was leaning on the wall for so long, it really hurt my back. And I tell her, yeah, oh my God, that was incredible. And she goes, well, you know you're doing me now, right? And I'm like, of course. And we start kissing it first, and just tasting her, tasting me on her. It was incredible. It was incredible. I'm touching myself right now, thinking about it. And I just remember reaching down and just pulling up her skirt. She had these little black, they're not quite thongs, but they're not quite briefs. It's like Bruce with the butt cut out. It was super cute. Her whole ass was just practically hanging out of those things, but I just grabbed her and just started licking, sucking, tasting her, and she was so wet, she was just dripping down my chin, just pouring down my neck. She tasted so good. I felt like a bear trying to get every last drop of honey out of a pot. I was just getting in there, just licking and tasting her. And it felt so good. She tasted so good. Oh, the way she trembled. The way she shook. Every time that her body would jerk, I knew I was heading in the right direction. And oh my God. I loved pleasing her. I loved pleasuring her so much. I loved making her feel so good, because it was like At that moment, the most important thing in the world was to make her feel good. I needed to do it. I hungered for it. I hungered for her orgasm. And I slicked and I licked and I licked. So fast, so hard, around her clit. Teasing her at first. Just getting her primed and ready and wet. And then I started teasing just around and just licking more and more, and I licked her ass a little, and she kind of giggled but said she wasn't into it, which sucks, because I would have gone there, and I just kept licking her pussy. She grabbed me by the hair, just held on to me tight, and she was using, like, the side of my head as handlebars to just work my mouth around her pussy. Oh my god, it felt so good. She felt so good. I can't even begin to tell you. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, she's so hot. Cat was so hot, you have no idea. She was this short but skinny little brunette with a short bob haircut, but it was cute on her. She looked like a little pixie. And she was just adorable. She was fucking just this little nymph. Oh my god. I just loved it. I loved licking her. I loved pleasuring her. It felt so good. Oh my god, I miss that sweet cunt of hers. I miss licking her. I miss tasting her. God, she was incredible. My mouth is watering, thinking about it. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Vibrated and shook so hard as I wrapped my lips around her clit and used my tongue to just flick her into ecstasy. She just, oh, the way she rode my face, the way she grinded into me, it was beautiful. God, felt so right, felt so good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Probably wondering what happened to Kat, huh? We went back and played more Amp Guard. And after that, we met up a couple of times, but you know how these things go. Time has a tendency to push people away. Yeah, we didn't mean to go our separate ways, it just sort of happened. Oh, but she was so much fun while it lasted. She even took me to this little bondage place in the middle of Columbus, Ohio. She used to take me there every Saturday, I think it was. The place was called the church or something like that. She'd take me there like every Saturday for like a month, maybe a month and a half before we finally like officially. No, it's not really true, is it? Shit. I can't remember. No, like, I can't remember. I can't remember if we've seen each other only, like, I think we've seen each other more than 3 or 4 times. We went to the movies, we went to, like, and hung out every weekend for, like, a month, and then, I don't know, man, it's just, years ago. It was, like, my early 20s, so, yeah, bit of a while ago. Darn, I'm kind of old now, huh? I can't think straight. I'm really high, and I can barely talk. But, you know, the point is whether we hung out, like, 4 times or 80 times afterwards, the point is that, you know, we drifted apart, and these things do happen. I gotta tell you, though, about this one time we went to the church, and I was in this, like, dog collar she put on me, and she had me chained, literally, because she was doing this bondage session where she was tying up people. The church is like this, yeah, it's like this bondage clip thing, and they have all these, stages and things where they tie you up and shit, and it's super fun, but yeah, when she was working, she had me tied up to the stairs, and she had had me ask people as they came down if they had fun. This one guy in particular was this bony, weird dude who blinked a lot, and he was really awkward, and when I asked him if he had fun, he had this boner, like, fucking hanging out of his pants, not hanging out of his pants, but, like, his pants were definitely bulged out with this huge boner. And he was, like, you know, looking at me all lustfully, and was like, hey, if I'm with anyone, I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, and walks away, and then when he sees me later holding hands with Kat, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I guess the only way to get with you is if I'm another girl. And she and I both kind of looked at each other like, what the fuck? But no, like, she and I always, when we did hang out, we always had the best time. She was super funny, super assertive, very dommy personality, too. Everything I really like in a girl. I like her a lot. Yeah, I think that's about it. I can't really remember anything else. If I'm forgetting anything, I will figure it out, I guess. I don't know. After I came, my brain just kind of went reset, and I can't really talk straight. Like, I'm still obsessing. It's like, how long did I fucking know her? Did I know her for, like, you know, I don't know, like, I know it was definitely more than a few weeks, but at the same time, I'm like, did we hang out more than a few times after that? I don't know, man. Yeah, well, I don't know. What am I? I'm ranting very much. I'm sorry, guys. I love you guys. And if you stuck around after all the chaos, I really appreciate it. And thank you, Max, for asking for this story. Mwah.